Now the news. I'm Tianlu. Israeli airlines say flights have resumed after an overnight Iranian attack. Tehran launched drones and missiles in retaliation for Israel's strike on Iran's Damascus consulate on April the 1st. Iran's attack forced the closure of airspace in Israel and neighboring countries and led to flight cancellations. The Israeli military says 99% of the 300 drones and missiles launched by Iran have been shot down. Alex Cadier reports.
Well, certainly the Israeli government, the Israeli military, not ruling anything out at this stage. They say no decision has been made on a potential Israeli response to these strikes. Around 300 drones and missiles, so about 170 drones, 30 cruise missiles and 120 ballistic missiles. But it's being dubbed a significant achievement for the Israeli Defense Forces because of the 170 drones and 30 cruise missiles fired at Israel from Iran. The Israeli Defense Forces not one crossed into Israeli airspace. They were taken down by a coalition of the Israeli Air Force, the United States, the United Kingdom, and the Jordanian Air Force, intercepting missiles crossing through its airspace.
Iran says it has not ruled out another military operation if Israel commits aggression against it. Iran has also told the United States not to back any counterattacks from Israel. The United Nations Security Council is set to meet on Sunday in response to a request from Israel. Sources say Israel has called on the Council to condemn Iran's attack against Israel on Saturday. President Dennis Francis of the 78th session of the UN General Assembly has expressed significant concern about the recent developments in the Middle East, including Iran's launch of drones and missiles against Israel. China says it is deeply concerned about the current escalation following Iran's attack on Israel. The Chinese Foreign Ministry calls on related parties to remain calm and exercise restraint to avoid further escalation of tensions. It says the escalation is the latest manifestation of the spillover from the conflict in Gaza. A foreign ministry spokesperson says the top priority is to earnestly implement UN Security Council Resolution 2728 and calm the situation in Gaza as soon as possible. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has arrived in Chongqing, kicking off his three-day visit to China. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Scholz will meet President Xi Jinping. He will also hold talks with Premier Li Qiang on bilateral relations and issues of common concern. The German federal government says Scholz, who is leading a business delegation, will also make a stop in Shanghai. Zhen Songwu reports.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has started his three-day trip to China, and his first stop is Chongqing, a city with advanced technology and over 30 million people in southwest China. He now is still visiting a hydrogen company jointly operated by Germany and China that produces new energy vehicles with his business delegation. The head of the company showcased their products to Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and he was very interested in the heavy trucks using hydrogen as fuel.
Data shows China-Europe freight train services recorded solid expansion in the first quarter of 2024. China State Railway Group says more than 4,500 China-Europe freight train trips were registered in the first 3 months of this year. China Development Bank says it has issued nearly 267 billion yuan in loans during the first quarter of 2024 to bolster the advancement of infrastructure projects. The funds have been channeled to more than 100 key projects nationwide. The projects include the third phase expansion of Xi'an-Shenyang International Airport, construction of the Changtai-Yangtze River Bridge, and the water resource allocation project surrounding Beibu Gulf. In sports, Zhang Weili has retained her strawweight world championship in Las Vegas. In the first ever all-Chinese title fight in UFC history, Zhang defeated Yan Xiaonan by unanimous decision on Saturday. With five title fight wins, Zhang now ranks second in UFC women's strawweight history, trailing only Joanna Jędrzejczyk, who has six wins. And that's the news. I'm Tianlu.